Can you talk about the usual pathophysiology? I think that was one of the most interesting things in your presentation. It was really a surprise to the audience, I think.
We spend a great deal of time monitoring the ejection fraction when we give chemotherapeutic agents. And that is clearly important. That falls in an ejection fraction with anthracyclines are associated with adverse outcome and the mortality and the development of clinical congestive heart failure. But particularly when you start getting into the older age groups, the ejection fraction falling and heart failure are in fact different concepts. Most of the heart failure in women over the age of 65 occurs in the presence of a normal ejection fraction. If you examine...
Is that specific to women or men also?
It's specific to women in the sense that most of the heart failure in women over the age of 65 is the consequence of hypertension. In men, it's a mixture of hypertension and coronary artery disease. So although as men age, it's more likely that they would have diastolic heart failure, that is heart failure with a normal ejection fraction, than a younger man, there's still a slight preponderance of heart failure with a depressed ejection fraction because coronary artery disease is still the driving force in heart failure in older men. But in women, the driving force for congestive heart failure is far and away hypertension. So those women present with concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, normal-sized cavities, thick walls, inability to fill the ventricle properly, and backward heart failure, pulmonary congestion, edema, exercise intolerance. If one carefully examines the literature on anthracyclines not only affect the ejection fraction, they affect the diastolic properties of the left ventricle. So one could easily theorize that as women age and have some anthracycline damage to their hearts, not necessarily associated with a fallen ejection fraction, but associated with problems with filling the ventricle, and then they develop hypertension or they develop coronary disease or they develop diabetes, that the coalescence of those factors, anthracycline toxicity and the toxicity from those other entities, are going to produce the clinical entity of congestive heart failure.